Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 20th. You'll be interested to know, 80 years ago, today in 1945, a tribunal in Nuremberg convened to publicly try major leaders of the defeated regime for crimes against peace, humanity, and the laws of war. The trials established a formal international standard for accountability, asserting that even heads of state could face justice and setting a precedent for future human rights protection. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 1+ foot. Conditions remain steady through the morning. The wind is offshore at 0 to 3 miles per hour. By noon, expect choppy conditions as winds shift to sideshore at 8 miles per hour. Look for semi-choppy conditions in the afternoon as winds shift to south-southwest. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 14 seconds. And the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 6 feet at 8:15 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Friday features clean conditions with waves at 2 to 3 feet and light northeast winds. Saturday sees a drop to 1 to 2 feet, with choppy conditions developing in the afternoon due to onshore winds. Sunday brings a steady increase, with waves reaching 2 to 3 feet in cleaner faces, making it the standout day of the period. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 44 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:47. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:32. It looks like we're in for some cloudy weather today, with rain likely between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and a high near 57, along with an east wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, with a low around 52, and an east-northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs near 61, with north-northeast winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour and only small rainfall amounts expected. Saturday and Sunday turn drear with mostly sunny as sunny skies and highs around 62 to 63, while nights stay mild in the low 50s with patchy fog possible overnight Sunday and again Monday morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, two of Tahoe's premier ski areas will not open as planned on November 21st due to stubbornly warm temperatures and lower than normal snowfall in the mountains. Vail Resorts announced that both Heavenly in South Lake Tahoe and North Star near Truckee will not hit our originally targeted openings. Kirkwood remains on track for its December 5th opening, while other ski areas have also delayed their openings. However, colder temperatures and light storms have allowed resorts to begin making snow. Mount Rose has delayed its opening without a new date, while Sugar Bowl is on track for November 28th, and Palisades expects to meet its target of November 26th. Now on to sports. The NBA season is in full swing, and teams are starting to reveal their true potential. In the Western Conference, the defending champion Thunder and the improved Nuggets are clear contenders. In the Eastern Conference, the Cavaliers and Knicks stand out as potential title threats. Teams like the Minnesota Timberwolves, Detroit Pistons, Los Angeles Lakers, and Milwaukee Bucks are one move away from being serious contenders. Each team has specific trade targets to enhance their chances of winning the NBA title. In local sports, USC is relying on a decimated running back unit to keep overachieving against Oregon. The Trojans' top two running backs were sidelined by injuries during a game against Michigan, jeopardizing their playoff hopes. However, walk-on running back King Miller has kept the rushing attack alive, averaging 113 yards per game. With two games left, USC must stop the number 7 ranked Oregon's elite offense to maintain its college football playoff hopes. Coach Lincoln Riley acknowledged the challenges but remains optimistic about their ability to respond and succeed in this critical matchup. In top news, the Social Security Administration has scrapped plans to limit disability benefits after significant backlash from older Americans. This decision followed an article in the Washington Post that reported potential loss of benefits for many. Commissioner Frank Bisignano assured advocates that the controversial proposal would not proceed. Advocates celebrated the decision, emphasizing the importance of Social Security disability insurance for those unable to work. Rebecca Vallis, CEO of the National Academy of Social Insurance, praised the administration's choice to avoid cuts. Concerns remain that changes could still affect eligibility for thousands of older Americans seeking benefits. In business news, Bitcoin has entered a death cross, and Ethereum is not far behind. Crypto traders who bought near recent highs are feeling the pain as the market declines. Bitcoin is now around $88,000, down over 20% in the last month. The overall crypto market has fallen to $3 trillion, with 95% of coins in the red. The Fear and Greed Index has dropped to 16, indicating extreme fear. Meanwhile, traders on Myriad predict Bitcoin may drop to $85,000, while Ethereum could slide to $2,000. Bitcoin is currently down 3% to about $92,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just over $3,000. And XRP is down 5% to $2.13. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A tiny ape-like humanoid may still be living in plain sight, scientist says. Flores, Indonesia is the home of the scientific study of small humans. Retired professor Gregory Forth continues to proliferate the hope of finding a living Homo floresiensis. His book spells out his multi-decade search for evidence of a continually living human-like species. The scientific community believes a small species of human known as Homo floresiensis once lived on Flores, Indonesia, around 50,000 years ago. Forth thinks these ape-like humanoids could still exist, evolution be damned. He has studied Homo floresiensis for roughly 40 years. Forth's hopes of a living Homo floresiensis were emboldened by the finding of fossils roughly 20 years ago. entertainment news. Netflix has informed Warner Brothers Discovery Management that it would continue releasing the studio's films in theaters if its acquisition of the company is successful, Bloomberg News reported on Wednesday. The existing theatrical release contracts of Warner Brothers would be honored, according to the report, which cited sources familiar with the matter. Reuters could not immediately verify the report. This news could reshape the future of theatrical releases if the acquisition proceeds, highlighting Netflix's commitment to maintaining traditional cinema experiences. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American lawyer and Supreme Court Justice, Robert H. Jackson. And he said, "The ultimate purpose of the Nuremberg trials was to make the law of the future, not merely to punish the past." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.